USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
Israel's three main TV channels are declaring Benjamin Netanyahu the winner of a fifth term as prime minister, even though he's still running neck and neck with challenger Benny Gantz by some counts. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Today's the day House Democrats have set as a deadline for the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin to turn over the president's tax returns for the past 6 years. Mnuchin was front and center before a House committee yesterday, and it led to this exchange between himself and Congresswoman Nadia Velazquez.
I have said that I will comply with the law. I have not made a comment one way or another whether we would supply the tax returns. I want to be very clear on that. We have said we will comply with the law.
What law are you referring to? This is the law, U.S. Code 56103. So can you tell me what other law talks about tax returns?
That is the law, and as I've said, we are consulting with our lawyers.
Well, you say you will comply with the law.
That is correct.
We'll see about tomorrow.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection saying agents did encounter over 103,000 illegal immigrants crossing the southern border last month, most of them between ports of entry. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A measles outbreak across the country has many folks on edge. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The number of measles cases confirmed in the U.S. since the beginning of the year already surpasses the total number of confirmed in 2018. Dr. Rudolph Valentini tells WDIV-TV in Detroit.
That vulnerable patient population are those that are unimmunized. So, really, if we can get 95% of our populace vaccinated, if we can achieve 95% vaccination, we can eradicate measles.
Valentini also tells a local Detroit News affiliate.
You have to take care of yourself, but you have to take care of the person to your right and to your left. And really, the responsible thing to do is to get vaccinated.
The Pentagon has revised the death toll from a Monday Taliban attack in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
The military now says three U.S. soldiers were killed, but not the contractor, an Afghan citizen, who was initially reported to be among the fatalities when a bomb struck the convoy near the Bagram airfield. Three other U.S. service members also wounded in the attack, for which the Taliban has claimed responsibility. The fatalities bring to 7 the number of U.S. soldiers killed so far this year in Afghanistan. Last year, there were 13 American service members killed there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.